Episode 917, How to Reignite the Passion in Your Marriage.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, drive happy day. How is your summer going? I hope you are having a fabulous week, an awesome month, and a stupendous day. And you know what? It's all about relationship builders. We're talking about how to reignite the passion in your marriage. Oh, it's going to be a fun one, so you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you want to keep your relationship alive, right? You need to know how to reignite the passion in your marriage. And it's not always about the sexual intimacy. Yes, that is important, but even guys want more than that. We have been chatting a lot lately about relationship builders. Every Saturday, I come to you and we're talking about that foundation to build that marriage. Now, you can take what you learned here regarding our marriage portion and apply it to really any relationship, a friendship, a best friend situation, even to coworkers. It can apply to anything, but I want to specifically talk about marriage because if we don't have a strong marriage, where's our family? We are kind of lacking it, aren't we? And I really believe that cohesiveness is very important. So I want to continue talking about relationship builders. Marriage takes work and it requires a deeper commitment to building that solid foundation. Now you might ask, why is this really important? It's important to have that strong foundation so when the storm of the century hits you and your family, you're stronger together through it all. Think about a house on the ocean side, and it's in a hurricane location. You're just not going to build that house directly on the sand, are you? No, you're going to have this house built on a particular foundation, maybe even raised up a little bit, because as the water comes up and as the water rises, it's not going to come directly into the house. If you built that house directly on the sand, what would happen? It would flood. It would eventually wash away if it was a really bad hurricane. So you want to make sure that you have that strong foundation built with certain materials that can withstand high winds. You know, those pedestals just aren't like on, you know, it's not standing up on a toothpick or something or a 2x4 or even a 6x6. It's stronger than that. You want to give your house the best chance to survive when a hurricane strikes. You know, you'll have those hurricane shutters so you can shut out what? The water, the damage, the high winds, the debris that might be flying. So what? It protects the glass. And so when you come home, maybe you can actually come home to a house that's somewhat put together. Yeah, there may be a little bit of damage, but somehow you can manage to put things back. Creating order again, even through the storm. Same goes for your marriage. You need to have your marriage built and you need to continue to strengthen and reinforce your marriage foundation. It's all about having those relationship builders, those cornerstones in your life. Think about some of the things we've talked about. Love doesn't judge. Know you to be loved. Love is patient. Build your confidence. You know, when we're talking about nurturing marriage, we were talking about build your confidence. It's not necessarily about your spouse, but it's about your confidence. What about owning your mistakes? Oh, yeah, that was a big one. Kick the stress to the curb. That's a good one. If you haven't listened to that one, or maybe you have and you're under more stress, go back and listen to it again. It's a great refresher. Also, give your time and spare your energy. We're so what? Busy. That's our middle name. Busy, busy. What's your middle name? Well, you need to be able to give your time and spare your energy for your marriage. The balance between silence and sound, that's a great one. Go back and listen to that one. Move from me to we. It's not just about I do, it's we do. The eyes of the heart. Oh, that is a palpable one there for sure that you want to listen to if you haven't already. The mountain between me and you, you know, just talk, communication, and love and action. So many topics that we have talked about and how to build a strong marriage, that strong foundation. If you want to reignite the passion, though, in your marriage, you must throw out the comfort. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Throw out the comfort. And you're like, what? I know sometimes I can only imagine your faces. You give me kind of that squirrel look that's like holding the nut going, really, dude? That's all you got for me. Throw out the comfort. Yeah, really, throw out the comfort. Comfort means you're set in your ways. And oh, are we? We are. We are habitual creatures. We're worse than the squirrels. And maybe not so much because we do have a bigger brain, so that's a good thing. But you got to remember, in relationships, you're either moving forward or you're moving backwards because you're not stagnant. You're always growing. And that's important to know. And so you don't want to think about that you're growing apart because you're growing. You have to take the initiative to what? Grow together. Change is your constant in life. That's something in our equation, in our life's equation, that we don't want to talk about. We don't want to talk about that change is a constant because it doesn't make sense, does it? So work with it, not against it. You know it's going to be there, so start working with it. When we get so focused on not wanting anything to change, that's when the separation begins. Let that soak in for a minute. When you get so focused on not wanting anything to change, that's when the separation begins. You can't go back to when you were dating, but you can date now. Why do you think I named this quote-unquote podcast, the business, Create Your Now? It's all about what? Action. It's for a reason. You need to take action. You need to take the next step. One step leads to miles of greatness. And so in your marriage, to have that passion, to reignite it, to keep that candle burning, you have to throw out the comfort. Stop being so daggum set in your ways. And we are. I am. My husband is. Now, we actually talk openly about it. But earlier, when we were just kind of getting through our days, our months, our years, we had little children. He was still building his career. We were moving often. Okay, that part hasn't changed. We still move. We're moving again. He's actually relocated, and we are now here in one state, and he's in another state, but that's for another episode. But in this, we have learned that, you know, it's not just about getting by. It's about growing together and taking that initiative. We are changing as an individual, and that means we need to be changing as a couple. And if you want that marriage to continue to blossom, you want that passion, then you got to work for it. So you got to throw out the comfort. So let's talk about what that really looks like. Well, number one, you have to connect daily. And I'm not talking about the habitual kind of connection, not the squirrel that gathers nuts before the winter storm and then eats all summer long and spring, you know, whatever. No, that's not how it works. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is what you need to do that's fresh and new. What's in vogue on a daily basis? You think about when Facebook came out. How soon were you to jump on? Maybe your best friend got on first, and then she called you and said, oh my gosh, you would not believe this. Have you seen this new app and what it does and what you can do? Man, I met up with three girlfriends that I haven't talked to in 20 years. You should see what they look like. You should see who they married. It's absolutely crazy. Okay, we're talking about being in vogue, on the cutting edge of what's happening. Connect daily. That habitual kind is fine, meaning that maybe when you go to bed, you could actually, you know, spell out exactly what your husband's going to do, how he gets, you know, preps for bed, when he lays down. Maybe you guys watch the news if you have the TV, or maybe there's a certain show that you watch, and then you begin to doze off, or maybe you read a book, whatever, and then when it's finally time to bed, you reach over, turn off the light, and he's like, good night, sweetheart. You say good night. Maybe there's a peck on the shoulder. You lay your head on the pillow, and you're out. Okay, that's the habitual kind of connection. When he goes to work, you're standing there and you give him a kiss and you say, I hope you have a great day. That's the habitual kind. That's not what I'm talking about. Yes, that's okay. Those things are important, right? Because it gives us that informal connection, so to speak. It's something that we really don't have to think about. But when you connect daily, you got to think about it. This is being intentional. And you got to be intentional in your marriage. Now, I'm not saying you have to have sexual intimacy on a daily basis, because I know already someone out there is thinking, are you serious? Okay, that's for another episode. And yes, we will talk about sexual intimacy, but we're not talking about that specifically here. I'm talking about connecting with a text as to what's current right now within your marriage. Maybe there's some strife happening on his side of the family or on your side of the family. And maybe there just needs to be some warm, loving comfort to him or to you. And it needs to be maybe initiated by you. Connect daily. Maybe it's a little post-it that you happen to write. Remember, I told you of a story with my husband and I. He is one who loves me to write him little love notes. And now that he's gone, I'm starting that up again. Shh, I hope he's not listening to this episode, because then I just spoiled it all for him. But I want to send him an old-fashioned love letter. Why? Because that means something to him. And for me to sit down and write, that means that I shared a part of me. That's connecting daily. That's something that we don't have to do when we're living under the same roof, right? You very rarely do you do that, but you can. You can write a love note, or you can write it on the bathroom mirror. I've even done it. You know how the kids go in the bathtub and they have bathtub crowns and markers now? Guess what? You can take those Crayolas and those markers and do it in your shower. Or maybe if you have a workout room and you want to write it on the workout mirror. Okay? Be creative. Connect daily. I know this is pushing you out of your comfort. That's why I said throw out the comfort. But it's really about you being set in your ways, because we get that way. But you want to have that passion always. You can't go back in time, but you can create your now, right now. Number two, you can date weekly. You need to date weekly. And what do I mean by that? I mean that you need to make time for your marriage. That doesn't mean you have to go to a movie. In fact, I don't even necessarily recommend a movie. Maybe a family night movie would be great, but are you really communicating? Are you really talking and chatting at a movie? No, you're not. Now, maybe the dinner portion, you are. But during the movie, for 2+ hours, really? Is that a good use of your time? So think about that when you make plans for a date. Maybe once a month or once every quarter or something, maybe. Now, I'm not a big movie buff. If that is what holds you two together, then maybe that'll work for you. But understand that you don't want to make it about the movie, right? It's about your time together. Make time for your marriage. So date weekly. And you don't have to spend money. You don't have to go to a movie. You don't even have to go out to eat. You can just make a date night. You know that connect daily? Send them a little text. Can't wait for our 30-minute date tonight. Wink, wink. I mean, come on, really? And that may just be you two sitting down, sharing a devotional, or talking about a book that you're reading, or maybe planning out your Christmas holiday. Whatever it is, that is time in your marriage spent just the two of you. And that can happen at 10:30 at night. It can happen at 9:00 in the morning. It doesn't matter, but it needs to happen on a weekly basis. I got to tell you, we didn't have that in our marriage when we first started. My husband was in school and working beyond his graduate. And then we ended up moving. And one thing after another, I mean, we had to build his career. And I knew going into this, I knew that's what it would be. So I wasn't going with my eyes closed. I understood that. And so I was very, very supportive. But the thing was, is we didn't have that time. And so I don't care how many kids you have, make time. You make time for your marriage, date weekly. Even if it is that 10, 15 minutes, maybe it's a shower together. And you get up a little bit earlier so you can spend a little bit more time together, then do that. Whatever floats your boat, but you have to date weekly if you want to reignite the passion in your marriage. And number three, you have to love always. I'm talking about that unconditional sacrificial love, the agape love, no judgment, no keeping score, no I'm right all the time. No, that's not it. You know, you've heard the saying, happy wife, happy life. Well, if you want to be a happy wife, my thing to that is that means I got to have a happy husband. It takes two. It takes two to do this, to make it work. And you may be saying, well, Christiane, gosh, I feel like I'm doing all the work. Sometimes you have to. That may be the season in your marriage. And guess what? I'm going to tell you, that's okay. I did that for months upon months, rebuilding our marriage. I didn't do it by myself. My husband had to come to his place in order for us to reconcile. Remember, he told me he had fallen out of love. He moved out. And I wasn't really sure what would happen. But I'm telling you right now, we reignited the passion in our marriage. And it wasn't all about sexual intimacy. There's a lot more that was missing. So I know I've been there. I've been there at the beginning, at the highs and lows of normal life, building a career, building businesses, building a family, moving more than most people ever move in an entire lifetime. I can't count on my hands and toes right now how many times. I've got to borrow other people's hands and toes to help me count. That's how many times I've moved in my lifetime. And so when you look at this, I know it works because I've done it. And I've helped my clients and my friends. And I want to help you. You are vital in your marriage. You can have that passion. But it's built on where you are now, not where you came from. Because remember, you change as an individual. I have changed and grown. My husband has changed and grown. But we have to intentionally what? Work together. Change is your constant, so work with it, not against it. Throw out the comfort and go out and connect daily, date weekly, and love always. You want some help with this? I would love to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Yeah, you actually get to talk to me. All you have to do is click on the link, take aim, and that will begin our conversation. With that, you fill out this quick little form. It sends me an email. And from there, I will contact you via email. So sometimes look in your spam. Sometimes it does get sent there, unfortunately. So if you haven't heard from me, check your spam because it may be hiding in there. Most likely it is. And then we'll go ahead and set up a time to chat. You matter. You matter to me. You matter to Christ. And I know you matter to your family. So let's reignite your marriage. Let's get that passion flowing again. I want you smiling. I want you on fire for not just, oh, okay, I'm getting up today, but yes, for life, for living a fulfilled life, the life that God is creating for you. Doesn't that excite you? I know it does. Look at that smile. You can feel the joy in your heart already. You're like, yes, I want that. Then let's do it. Let's do it together. Click on the link. And go out today and challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to connect today. Don't wait. Don't put this off. I want you to take action. What's one thing right now that comes to mind? One thing that you can do that your spouse would be like, whoa, didn't see that one coming. Something different. Again, it can't be habitual. Connect daily. That one thing I want you to do today. And then guess what? I want you to do something different tomorrow. Just start there. Then you can add in the date weekly. And then always love. Love always. Because we know that when Jesus was sent here and he walked on earth, that's exactly what he did. And we are called to do the same. So go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.